WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Three people shot, some fatally, at an ICE facility in Dallas. According to multiple sources, the victims are all detainees who were being held at that detention center. Acting ICE Director Todd Lyons describes the building.
It was a secure location. The shooter obviously fired into a spot where our officers and agents would be in, inside of a secure location, where we're doing a lot of our process with our arresting individuals.
The shooter, police describe him as a sniper, is dead of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. We are waiting for immigration officials to update us on it shortly. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky addressing the UN, saying action must be taken now to stop Russia because Vladimir Putin wants to expand the war in Ukraine. South China is being battered by a huge storm. In fact, it's described as the biggest storm on Earth so far this year. Hundreds of thousands of evacuations in China, the Philippines, and people have been killed in Taiwan as well. This is ABC News.
Farm news that impacts you and your community from the Midwest Farm Report throughout your day on 92.7 WMDX.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The field just keeps getting more crowded, and now Congressman Tom Tiffany has made it official. The Northwoods Republican is running for governor. Tiffany announced his campaign in a video released yesterday.
I'm Tom Tiffany, and I'm running for governor because I love our state. I see where we are headed, and I know we can do better. You know we can do better. I will freeze property taxes, protect our farmland from communist China, and I'll preserve our Wisconsin values, just like my mom does with her pickles. Girl sports will stay for girls, moms will be moms, not inseminated persons, and common sense will win.
Tiffany is a former state lawmaker. He came into office in 2011 and was a prominent Republican voice during the Budget Repair Bill, or Act 10. After 9 years in the state house, he went federal. He's represented Wisconsin's 7th congressional district since 2020. That's much of western and northern Wisconsin. Now he says he's ready to lead the whole state and took aim at leadership in neighboring states and in Madison.
We cannot let Minnesota's madness and Illinois' insanity to take over here in Wisconsin. Madison politics may smell like the barn, but I know how to clean up the bowl.
In the Republican primary, Tiffany faces Washington County Executive Josh Shulman and businessman Bill Berrien. Democrats running include Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez, State Senator Kelda Royce, State Representative Francesca Hong, Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley, and Milwaukee businessman Ryan Sternad. We've got a ways to go before the primary and before the election, so gear up for more than a year of campaign ads gracing our TVs and our phones. The partisan primaries will be held next August, and then the general election is a couple months later in November 2026. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
The Brewers lose again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The crew trying to avoid the sweep today after losing another late night game on the West Coast, 7-0 to the Padres in San Diego. How can a team with the best record in baseball get shut out? Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
When balls aren't falling or borderline pitches or strike threes and things like that, that's tough times. But you got to get through it. Every team goes through it.
NFL, the Packers making a move, releasing veteran receiver Mecole Hardman from the practice squad last night after losing to the Browns on Sunday. The team signing a rookie speedster, Jacoby Keeney-James, out of UMass, who spent some time with the Lions. Matt LaFleur on being beat by a Browns team that had not won a game since last November.
I just think this league is such a week-to-week league, and you can never lose sight of that, and you can't take any game for granted. The goal is to go 1-0 every week. It pisses me off when we start talking about things outside of the next game.
That's Matt LaFleur with Sports on Mike Clemens.
You're listening to 92.7 WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Allball Show, weekday afternoons from 2 to 4.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Patchy fog this morning, otherwise mostly sunny today. A high in the low 70s. Mostly clear tonight, low 50s. Sunshine tomorrow, a high in the mid 70s. More sunshine for Friday, a high near 80. It's 60 right now.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley, why throw your hat in the ring to become governor, especially in times like this?
Folks are tired of politicians who focus on cultural and partisan issues versus delivering real results is going to change lives. And that's what we've done in Milwaukee County. And so my calling is being able to be there for people at my best when people are dealing with their worst times. And as elected officials, as community leaders, that's what we should be focused on.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Todd Alba.
Hey everybody, there is a government shutdown on the horizon. Haven't talked about it much, but we will next time with Pat Kreitlow on Mornings of Pat Kreitlow and Trigby Olson of the Lincoln Project. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
92.7 WMDX. Smarter than your average bratwurst.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
So I want to say thank you, because it makes me that much stronger. Makes me work a little bit harder. Makes me that much wiser. Thanks for making me wider.
I also want to thank all of you who supported our show, cared enough to do something about it, to make your voices heard so that mine could be heard. I will never forget it. And maybe... of all, I want to thank the people who don't support my show and what I believe, but support my right to share those beliefs anyway. Who I never would have imagined, like Ben Shapiro, Clay Travis, Candace Owens, Mitch McConnell, Rand Paul, even my old pal Ted Cruz, who, believe it or not, said something very beautiful on my behalf.
I hate what Jimmy Kimmel said. I am thrilled that he was fired.
Oh, wait, no, not that. The other part.
But let me tell you, if the government gets in the business of saying, what you, the media, have said, we're going to ban you from the airwaves if you don't say what we like, that will end up bad for conservatives.
I don't think I've ever said this before, but Ted Cruz is right. He's absolutely right.
Hero of democracy, Jimmy Kimmel, just pitch perfect last night. This is exactly what I thought. Absolutely huge. Jimmy Kimmel's return breaks record, reports CNN's Harry Enton. He said, let's take a look at YouTube views, Jimmy Kimmel Live video views. The six-month median video only gets 240,000 views. Look how many views Tuesday night's monologue already has, 6.7 million. That's over 25 times as large as the median Jimmy Kimmel video normally gets. And I think it's, in some ways, Chris, because Sinclair and Nexstar, you know, he was not on 25% of the stations that he's normally on, and there is a demand for him, obviously. And I was looking, it's by far the biggest video, largest video in at least 6 months. So if Donald Trump's idea was to give Jimmy Kimmel more press and more viewership, he absolutely did so. What?
No, I'm saying to Sean.
Yes.
He had the wrong mic up.
Oh, pardon me. All right, yes, another hero of democracy is entered the chat. Here he comes.
That's good coffee.
I take it black, like my man.
Coffee with Carlos El Zrocky.
I'll have a Zimbabwe latte.
I'll have a Kenya cappuccino.
Jim never has a second cup of coffee at home.
Mountain-grown coffee.
Carlos El Zrocky.
I was going to make espresso.
Hand-baked by Juan Valdez.
Coffee with Carlos.
Good to the last drop.
Hola, Carlos, and hola.
Here are my Get Smart
comedy.
I heard, I was there for you throwing Sean under the bus. I heard it.
Thank you, Sean.
Yeah, hooray for Kimmel, and hooray for Rafael, the guy who bans his own first name.
Yeah.
My name is Ted. My name is Ted. He's practicing in the mirror. Ted.
I mean, I thought it, you know, was just pitch perfect. I heard you asking Chris before we went on here. So after days of silence, Joe Rogan finally weighed in.
Yeah.
finally.
Right. There was no public reaction from Joe Rogan. He attributed his initial science to an elk hunting trip. I don't know about that.
How about a freaking courage hunting trip?
Yeah, right. He said, I definitely don't think the government should be involved ever in dictating what a comedian can or cannot say in a monologue. You know, again.
Now a warning?
Carlos, you and I, as people that have been fired by Disney right before Christmas.
Merry Christmas, you're all fired. Pack up your things and go back home. Ho, ho, ho.
It's like Mickey's Christmas Carol.
But, you know, Carlos, I mean, I'm not sure I give them many points for courage. It's the almighty dollar spoke. You know, I thought one of the funniest parts of Kimmel's monologue was him saying, you know, I've been asked to read this by Disney, who let me back on the air, and you're thinking it's an apology, and it's just how to resubscribe after you unsubscribe Disney Plus.
As a guy that's a trained fighter and fought amateur, trains in jiu-jitsu, he should be the first to know that you strike first. You don't wait. You have an opening and you go for it. And he waited. It's such timidity.
Who,
that's
are you
a
talking
word.
About Rogan now? Or?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
His whole life is, I'm a jiu-jitsu, I'm a trainer. And he is. He's a really good fighter. He's done some damage to people. He tells the stories in the past. But he knows it's a trained fighter that the moment you notice something wrong is when you attack it. You don't sit back and wait on it.
Yeah.
That's just, it's just trying to placate both sides so I can keep my audience. It has to go beyond, oh, it's dangerous to the government. It has to go be a full-throated, the government shouldn't do that, and Donald Trump is a dangerous sociopathic POS, and if you're one of my followers that follows him, I want you to know I hate him, he's dangerous, and he has to be stopped. That's what courage is. Tell the truth!
Yeah.
Mr. Jiu-Jitsu fight guy, why are you so afraid to tell the truth?
Yeah. So we were also talking about Roseanne Barr rips Jimmy Kimmel's ABC return as a double standard. First of all, again, they're such whiny babies on their side. It was not at all the same. I had to look back. Roseanne got booted from ABC back in May 2018 when Donald Trump was president. Because she tweeted that a former Barack Obama advisor, Valerie Jarrett, was a product of Planet of the Apes and the Muslim Brotherhood. I mean, it was a horribly racist statement, and ABC. But then she blames Obama. He wasn't president. Trump was president. It wasn't the government going after her or forcing her, the FCC threatening ABC.
It was a private company making the decision. It was not at the behest of the FCC via the president. And it was offensive. What Jimmy Kimmel said was not offensive. Right. Basically, he said MAGA was trying to blame everyone else but themselves, which is factually true.
Yeah.
He didn't make a derogatory joke. He put some facts within a humor-laced monologue.
Yeah. Yeah, and what happened to him proved his point exactly.
Yeah.
About MAGA trying to politicize this. I mean, let's do this again, because I just thought this was, you know, an amazing moment. This is a cut three, Jimmy Kimmel last night.
I've been hearing a lot about what I need to say and do tonight. And the truth is, I don't think what I have to say is going to make much of a difference. If you like me, you like me. If you don't, you don't. I have no illusions about changing anyone's mind. But I do want to make something clear, because it's important to me as a human, and that is, you understand that it was never my intention to make light of the murder of a young man. I don't think there's anything funny about it. I posted a message on Instagram on the day he was killed, sending love to his family and asking for compassion, and I meant it, and I still do. Nor was it my intention to blame any specific group for the actions of what it was obviously a deeply disturbed individual. That was really the opposite of the point I was trying to make, but I understand that to some that felt either ill-timed or unclear, or maybe both. And for those who think I did point a finger, I get why you're upset. If the situation was reversed, there's a good chance I'd have felt the same way.
Yeah. Moment. I can't say enough about it. I think he's just a deeply good dude.
Yeah,
I think
he's
a good human.
Everybody that I've heard that has interaction with him says he's just a really good guy.
Yeah.
And everybody wants to point, oh, he was on The Man Show. He was all part of this. Yeah.
Yeah, but he grew up.
But he evolved.
Thank you.
He's married. He's got a family. You know, somebody like Trump never evolved. He had three families and still slept with porn stars. He didn't evolve as a human being.
Yeah, one of the most touching monologues I remember is talking about his baby's health issues and how, you know, the whole Obamacare debate was just, you know, he's evolved, Carlos, like you said.
Yes.
He grew up, he got married, he had kids. He's not Man Show Jimmy Kimmel anymore. You know who is? No. It's Adam Carolla. You know, it's like stuck in that brosphere, you know.
And said he was a good guy. But yeah, Adam's sort of podcast is still kind of bathed in that toxic masculinity stuff. But yeah. I think he stood up for his good friend Jimmy Kimmel because they're still good buddies. But
But he still condemned what he said, which there was no reason to condemn. What Jimmy didn't say anything wrong. He still had to go, both sides do it. He shouldn't have said that. But I stand with my friend Jimmy Kimmel. To me, that's not much of a
Reason that a comedian has to come out and say those kinds of things that Kimmel said is because it was immediately politicized by the right. So if you don't want to politicize, or if you don't want comedians to attack you, don't politicize a shooting right away. Of course we're going to respond to that. That's our job. Right. It's your job to have calmer heads and have a president to go, let's turn down the temperature. Charlie Kirk was my friend. Oh, look at that beautiful ballroom.
Yeah.
That's all.
That's what triggered him. Is that, you know, that we're being lectured, not being reverent enough about Charlie Kirk's death when this was Trump in the immediate aftermath.
To two people, one that unfortunately was killed, and Trump, who said, and Musk, who say that empathy is a weakness. We're just throwing your words and your facts right back at you. That's all we're doing. We're holding up a mirror to the awfulness that is you.
Right. Just one more, because I also thought I loved how we made it, you know, not just about him and his show, Cut 4.
This show is not important. What is important is that we get to live in a country that allows us to have a show like this. I've had the opportunity to meet and spend time with comedians and talk show hosts from countries like Russia, countries in the Middle East, who tell me they would get thrown in prison for making fun of those in power, and worse than being thrown in prison. They know how lucky we are here. Our freedom to speak is what they admire most about this country. And that's something I'm embarrassed to say I took for granted until they pulled my friend Steven off the air and tried to coerce the affiliates who run our show in the cities that you live in to take my show off the air. That's not legal. That's not American. That is un-American. And it is so dangerous.
You know, Carlos, what brought us this victory is solidarity. It's how, you know, the late night hosts had each other's back. You know, how Kimmel put up a billboard, I'm voting for Stephen for the Emmy. You know, how he just, you know, how Colbert has had his back. And how, more importantly, consumers had his back. And
consumers had his back. The people that showed up at Disney, I went there to Disney, and I talked to Nick Schultz, a local councilman. He was on my Instagram Live. He went for it, didn't hold back. Yeah, you're right. All of us are. We are in support of Jimmy Kimmel. And keep in mind that Greg Gutfeld denounced Melissa Hartman's assassination by saying, nobody knows who she was. Kill me.
Yeah, so F her kids.
Involuntarily inject the homeless people. Waters yesterday. We should bomb the UN. Are you kidding me? We're not even close to that vileness. Stop pearl clutching. The right is so weak.
Yeah. By the way, so Kimmel went right on to, you know, mock Trump over the Tylenol thing. Brilliant. Yeah. Aaron Rupar said Trump's UN speech was his most embarrassing showing since the Don't Take Tylenol one. I mean, it is. Someone else said the Tylenol and the way too many fluids in the baby. At some point in time, MAGA votes have got to realize Trump is a complete effing moron.
Man.
What does it take, people? I mean, you said I'm going to be the most popular house on my block this Halloween. I'll be handing out full size Snickers and Tylenol. Yeah. Good for you. See,
yay!
Every act of resistance.
Yes. And I also tweeted the major cause of Trumpism is Lylenol.
Hey. Hey.
There you go. Punch, baby. I also said that Trump almost went Three Stooges on that. If you're taking the Anakin Apenicin, what is it?
Adibet.
If you know, you know.
Oh, yes.
Oh, we made a jingle into it. Hang on one second.
I said, let's see how we say that. Acetaminophen. Tylenol.
Mm-hmm. Okay. In more serious news, you know, Chris, I did not know when, you know, the news broke as we went on the air this morning about ICE, the shooting at the ICE facility in Dallas. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know until Malcolm Nance just told us it was the detainees that were shackled that were shot by a sniper. I mean,
once again,
Representative Jayapal yesterday said Congress was just notified of the 15th death in ICE custody since Trump took office. This is a direct result of this administration expanding the use of private for-profit prisons that put their bottom line over people's health and safety. And then she retweeted, I was just notified of another death in ICE custody, the 16th since Trump took office, the second death today. This is absolutely unacceptable. Well, now this is four more people.
Mm-hmm. Four more today. People. I believe Noam and Vance were trying to blame it on ICE agents being shot right away.
That's what I thought. Is I thought, oh, was it ICE agents being shot at? You know, because there's obviously, as you said, Carlos, we have a president that endlessly incites violence, mm-hmm. pours more gasoline on every fire from Charlie Kirk on, right?
Look at Stephen Miller's speech at a memorial. Stephen Goebbels, Hitler, Nazi speech at a freaking memorial.
Yeah.
The guy is twisted. Another sociopath. All of them unempathetic or non-empathetic sociopaths.
Yeah.
It's not even close.
Yep.
And again, you look at was his Department of Justice head, the guy that was screaming, kill him at January 6th. That guy works for the Trump administration.
Yes.
It is laughable with all of this right-wing pearl clutching. We are not one millionth as corrupt and gross as you are.
I just was saying the White House said Kamala Harris is inciting violence by calling Trump a tyrant. I mean, it is not even close.
Tyrant all.
Tyrant all, exactly. All right. Yeah. 20 minutes after the hour, this portion of the Coffee with the Carlos, brought to you by My Native Path Collagen.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's back. I ran out for a couple days, and I could tell you, I can feel the difference. Mm-hmm. It's flavorless. It goes right in my coffee in the morning. Put it in your whatever. You put it, be wacky. Put it in your oatmeal. Who cares?
Why
it's
not?
Flavorless. You don't even know what's in there. Right? Smoothie, whatever.
Yeah.
And it is the most abundant protein in your body. Your natural supply drops as you age. That's why so many of us are turning to collagen to relieve joint pain, rebuild bones, even look years younger. This is the best collagen and the best way to absorb it. Go check out the top five collagen warnings every American needs to see, along with a special offer. It's a quick read that can save your health and your wallet. Right now, get a special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price and free shipping of the best collagen. Mm-hmm. This offer only available at getnativepath.com/Stephanie.
I don't know what the hell we just heard.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, hallelujah, and I don't mean that literally. The Freedom From Religion Foundation has just won two big cases keeping the Ten Commandments out of your kids' math class. In Texas, a judge blocked a law that would have forced every school to hang a giant poster of Thou Shalt Not. And in Arkansas, Conway schools had to take down their Ten Commandments signs after, surprise, the law was ruled unconstitutional. So kids can go back to learning reading, writing, and arithmetic and leave religion where it belongs, at home, church, synagogue, or at the mosque. Not plastered on a classroom wall, can I get an amen to the Constitution. FFRF defends the Constitution, sues when public schools cross the line, and protects kids from being preached at instead of taught. If you believe in public education facts and actual freedom of religion and from religion, time to get involved. FFRF.us/school or text my last name Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511 or FFRF.us/school because Jesus does not belong in the homeroom. FFRF.us/school. Text fees may apply.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right. We're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Green and gold football is back at the Lazy Oaf Lounge. Catch the games on 14 large-screen TVs. Join meet and jersey raffles at halftime during regular season games and enjoy half-price wings and beer bucket specials. And the Lazy Oaf is a great place for lunch with daily specials, soups made from scratch, and fast, friendly service. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road. Find specials, menus, and more at LazyOafLounge.com.
Tired of that golf channel day and night? Maybe it's time to get out there. Coldwater Canyon Golf Course at Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells. A traditional front nine and a link-style back nine. Perfect for a family outing or a stay-and-play package. And Chula has new thrills like the futuristic Rainbow Rapids Water Park Edition and dual zipline racing. Plus Wisconsin's number one rated steakhouse. All on site. Check it all out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Skilled trade workers are the backbone of every community and also the Army National Guard. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and in every other trade needed to accomplish the mission. These soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Stephanie Miller.
Get it.
Soak it.
In liquid form. Suck it up.
You're soaking in it.
Yeah. Suck
Jan
it up.
Miner.
So many liquids. Suck me up. What? It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Don't you feel like every scene from the Trump administration should have either the theme from Curb Your Enthusiasm or Veep? Yeah. Like, I feel like the you know, Bobby Kennedy and Trump Tylenol thing. Oh, someone said heroin and Adderall beats up on Tylenol. It was... But then I thought, like, you know, Cheryl Hines could come in. You could hear the Curb theme. Marvelous Mrs. Measles could come in. And then
definitely a slide whistle.
Yes.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
The escalators were turned up by the UN.
The escalator was definitely Veep. That was... Someone posted, this is hilarious. The escalator at the UN stopped working immediately as Trump and Melania stepped on it. Melania was like, nope, I'm not standing here with this... Hole breathing behind me, breathing on me, and immediately decided to keep walking up the escalator.
Oh, yeah. You know, if he had to step, he'd be crop dusting on every step. Sorry.
Did you hear what he said? He said, all I got from the UN was an escalator that on the way up stopped right in the middle. If the first lady wasn't in great shape, she would have fallen. But she's in great shape. We're both in great shape. Yes, you're obviously in great shape. You are obviously.
I ride golf carts to all my mistresses. I'm in great shape. Oops, I shake the ball in the forest. Meet me in the forest.
I'm only 12.
Yeah, that speech, I don't know what to say. Trump said he was too busy saving millions of lives. Sure he was. To notice the UN was doing nothing to help him solve seven unendable wars. You know what? He can tell his lies to his MAGA idiots. Right. The people at the UN are like, no, you did not end seven wars. You ended zero. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I just... God. Okay. CNN, by the way... Oh, God. Is this poor Dale... The fact checker? Dale, what's his name? CNN tears into Trump's many lies at the UN.
Oh, yeah.
Daniel Dale. That's
Daniel Dale. Pardon me. Yes. First of all, some of the conflicts he's counting as wars he resolved were not actually wars at all. For example, Egypt and Ethiopia have argued over an Ethiopian dam project on the Blue Nile, but they were not in a raging war in which thousands of people were being killed. Similarly, Trump claimed he had prevented conflict between Serbia and Kosovo from resuming. They were not in a raging war either. The conflict involving the Congo and neighboring Rwanda has not actually been resolved. In addition to that, India denies Trump was responsible for mediating its ceasefire, its truce with neighboring Pakistan. His other claims were just out and out false. I don't have enough time to run through all of them, said Daniel Dale.
Yeah.
On inflation, Trump said grocery prices are down. No. They're up. The pace of increases is accelerating as his tariffs take effect. He has claimed inflation has been defeated. In general, no, inflation is accelerating. It was 2.9 last month, up from 2.7. He said European electricity bills are high, but ours are coming way down. No, they are increasing sharply in the U.S., up 6.2% in August compared to a year. Okay, I don't even, I ran out of steam.
Probably stopped the biggest war. I told Mrs. Hatfield, you got to speak to Mr. McCoy. They didn't want to speak to each other, but I said, it's got to get done.
More
get
coffee
it done.
With, more coffee
or something will happen the likes of which you've never seen. Okay, the hat.
Keeping Madison caffeinated and conversating. WMDX.
92.7 WMDX, Madison's real news and great conversation, and home to the Todd Allball Show, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. A new immigration policy from the Trump administration is creating a murky situation for hundreds of workers at UW-Madison. It's all over the H-1B visa program. People with those visas are in the U.S. for work and are often sponsored by their employer. According to Reuters, the president's changes include favoring higher-skilled workers and requiring a $100,000 yearly fee from the company sponsoring them. Universities and tech companies often sponsor employees through this program, and that includes UW-Madison. A spokesperson confirmed to me there are 380 employees with H-1B visas employed and sponsored by the university. Now, the biggest changes only apply to new visa applicants. Still, university leaders are urging caution among employees, telling them to, quote, consult with your unit or department to understand the potential risks and impacts, end quote, before traveling internationally. For many of them, that's a trip home to see loved ones. Meanwhile, some Wisconsin sheriff's departments are now facing lawsuits over their deals to cooperate with Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Isabella Nieto reports.
The ACLU of Wisconsin announced last week that it has filed a petition on behalf of immigrant rights group Voces de la Frontera. The group is asking the state Supreme Court to make it illegal for Wisconsin jails to honor voluntary requests from ICE to hold individuals for an additional 48 hours after they should have been released. This additional hold allows ICE to take custody of and deport them. If the lawsuit is successful, Wisconsin local and state law enforcement would not be able to hold anyone in jail beyond their release dates. For Civic Media News, I'm Isabella Nieto.
The lawsuit includes the sheriffs of Brown, Kenosha, Marathon, Sauk, and Walworth counties. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
You're listening to 92.7 WMDX, Madison's home for the Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m.
Mixed skies and cooler today with high temperatures in the low 70s. And tomorrow we get a little warmer to the mid-70s with mostly sunny skies and the sunshine holds tight in abundance for Friday and into the weekend. And the temperatures stay in the low 80s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now it's 62 degrees.
Get ready to go for the green and gold on this local Civic Media radio station. Listen each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry. And be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay. Just download our free Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 for your chance to win in our multi-state contest. For complete rules, go to civicmedia.us.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Kira Sabin, positive psychology midlife coach.
People cannot take away our joy. When I spend time with people I love, putting my time and energy in things that I love that I think are important, not much has really changed. If you are worried about LGBTQIA+ rights, go volunteer at that organization.
You know you're moving the cause forward, and that's great for our mental health.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local civic media radio station, and on the app. John Peterson and Gordy Young.
Thursday morning, Tim Slecker joins us from Busted Pencils, and we'll talk to former U.S. Attorney Jim Santel.
Let's hope we can survive the rapture for just one more day.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8.
Not an option. It's...
Costs aren't going down, they're going up. Inflation is going up. Electricity bills are going up. Housing costs are going up. Grocery prices are going up. And of course, healthcare premiums are going up for millions of Americans. And Donald Trump doesn't want to confront any of that. But Democrats are taking the fight to him, and he was afraid of us taking the fight directly to him in front of the American people in the Oval Office, which is why he's canceled the meeting. But our message to him is clear. You can run, but we will not let you hide from the fact that you are trying to shut the government down and continuing to gut the health care of the American people.
Yep.
The costs aren't.
This is how you know it's true love, Sean. I offered you some of the $16 orange juice that I got for my birthday party this weekend.
I don't know why you just didn't put it down and go to a cheaper store.
Well, that one was $14 and the other one was $16. I'm just saying because it was fresh OJ because I want to get anyway. It's important. Listen, you know what? Yesterday, because I'm off next week for my birthday.
You are, yes.
And he turned to Jody right in front of me, Carlson, and was like, it's going to be so fun next week. Who do you want to have on? You could have waited until I left the room. He's talking about how fun it's going to be without me.
There'll be joy, there'll be fun.
There'll be seasons.
There'll be seasons in the sun.
See, now I'm going to have to read a Michael in Blue Sky because you give me no love.
Uh-huh.
Michael says, pretty Stephanie, you're just so great at your job and way super pretty. The ups and downs of the news would make a mortal crumble, but the pressure of saving the nation just rolls off your sexy, strong back. Your ageless skin, your sense of humor, and soul are truly the best. P.S. You're pretty. Thank you, Michael. See, every time you disrespect me, I read a Michael from Blake. And now Matt has joined him. Matt, the official union carpenter of the Stephanie Miller Show, said, Stephanie, you transcend time, barely looking 30 years old. Thank you for the laughs, love, and light you share. Chris is right. Bella with a Z and Jody are awesome. Sean's awesome, too. That's from Matt.
Well, Sean got caught in that trap, though.
Yeah.
Okay. Looking good, Steph. Staying
My birthday
healthy.
Is Riding Monday. Yes, thank you. Thank you.
Beware the boys.
30.
How old are you going to be?
I'm going to have them redo my cake. I had them write happy 44th on it. Now I'm going to have to go. Because I'm mad, I'm going to have them write happy 30th.
What? Double it.
Double it. 20 years for that to get to your real age?
John Corbett, I wanted to throw this one past you, Carlos, because this annoys me, too. He said, I don't have a problem with women who prefer to focus on raising children rather than pursuing a career. Good for them. That's great. But I find it hypocritical, professional female TV personalities to complain about the feminists, quote-unquote, who paved the way for them to have these hyper profile jobs outside the home. It's the hypocrisy that kills me, right?
Right.
I mean, and they always say we're the ones judging other people, and it's
the Megyn Kellys of the world.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's usually people with a really high profile job that are hectoring women, right?
Anyway. And they're like, how dare you try to aspire to what we do? And somebody who was going to college campuses trying to get kids not to go to college. The guy that does all the dirty jobs. We don't need college. Well, who's going to go to college? Rich white kids. That's who you want to go to college so you can manipulate them.
Right.
Get out of here.
Get in.
Whatever you want to do, you want to do. If a woman wants to stay at home and be a mom, my wife was working. She chose to raise the kids. That was her choice. If she wants to have a career, that's her choice. I'm not going to say...
It's the thought that you have no value if you're not married or have kids. Like, there's people that don't want to be married for whatever reason or don't want to have kids. You know,
they don't want to have a career. They do want to have a career.
Right.
They're in America. They're freedom of choice.
Right.
You know, this whole submit to your wives thing that so-and-so was saying to Taylor Swift is like, no.
Submit to what you want to do. Submit to your husband's, or rather.
Yeah.
Do what you want to do.
Yeah. I wasn't done.
Not your marriage.
I wasn't done fact-checking, by the way.
Oh.
The UN speech.
All right.
He claimed that he secured $17 trillion investments in the U.S. Just yesterday, his own White House press secretary said it was $9 trillion. So that means he made an $8 trillion deal, presumably last night.
Right.
Yeah. Sure he did. Even the initial $9 trillion is highly dubious, counting a whole bunch of things that aren't actually spending, but rather are vague commitments from various countries. He claimed China builds a lot of wind turbines and manufactures them for others, but refuses to use it itself, barely uses wind power. In fact, China is the world leader in the use of wind power. It is building additional wind power in China faster at the pace than the U.S. is building in the United States itself. So the idea that China is just, you know, foisting this terrible source of energy on other countries while refusing to use it is a reversal of reality. Okay.
Yep. Yeah, everything is a lie on a golf hole. I got a great two. It was a great birdie. Everybody saw it. Birdie. You said birdie, but this was a par five. Like I said, I got a double eagle.
He really does. Everything he says is a lie.
It's a lie.
Incomprehensible or just ridiculous.
Babbling circus fool. Like, who let him out of the tent? Like, one of us. One of us.
What else did he say? He chastised member states for allowing too many immigrants, saying, your countries are going to hell. He is a charmer, isn't
he? Yeah.
He said the U.S. is the hottest country in the world.
Las Vegas.
Oh, and he thanked El Salvador for the, torture gulag without just
speaking of which, where are the 1,200 detainees, I think, that are missing? This is what I hear from Alligator Island.
Yeah. Alcatraz or whatever. Stupid. Yeah. Okay. Oh, here's another. Chris, who said.
Okay. And I have to say, look at London, where you have a terrible mayor. Terrible, terrible mayor. And it's been so changed. Now they want to go to Sharia law.
Penelope Pitstop.
No,
Lawrence
that was
Griffith Joyner.
Trump. Telling another total lie. They're not enacting Sharia law
in London. It could have been Flo-Jo.
Could have been Flo-Jo.
Yeah.
He denigrated clean energy projects in various countries as fruitless and part of the Green New Scam. He said climate change, greatest con job ever perpetrated on the world. Your country's going to fail, and I'm really good at predicting things. Okay, so embarrassing. The entire speech. Embarrassing.
He's a babbling fool.
Yeah.
And this is why I go back to the beginning of the show with all these podcasters. What are you trying to do? We should get along and people should. It's not a matter of an opinion. The guy is a babbling, dangerous fool. Every comic who is worth their salt has to have a full-throated denunciation of this evil, sociopathic, idiot that is making life worse for the whole world.
I think it
that's
was,
it. It's a fact.
I think it was Brendan Carr, wasn't it, yesterday that we were talking about that said, like, oh, well, you know, comedians used to be more, you know, even-handed in late night, and it was, well, we never had a president like this. We never had, like, a divisive, hateful cult like MAGA.
Well, and also
we aren't in Johnny Carson era anymore.
And during the Clinton days, people couldn't have been worse towards a Democratic president.
Jay Leno.
Yes.
Jay Leno did way
more. Monica Lewinsky this, Monica Lewinsky that. Hey,
exactly.
Stephanie Miller's got some great sketches. Let's steal those.
It was not even-handed back in the Clinton days at all.
No. Jay Leno was not at all
about
even-handed. He was
way
more Clinton bashing. Than they did a thing about how many Clinton jokes he does compared to anything else. So it just missed me with all that.
Jay Leno's just such a stale piece of toast. Ugh.
By the way, I love that he went. Let's say Jimmy went right at the FCC yesterday as well.
Olivier, weigh in here.
Oh, wait a minute.
Five, yeah.
Yes. Okay.
Sorry.
Brendan Carr, the chairman of the FCC, telling an American company we can do this the easy way or the hard way, and that these companies can find ways to change conduct and take action on Kimmel, or there's going to be additional work for the FCC ahead. In addition to being a direct violation of the First Amendment, is not a particularly intelligent threat to make in public. Ted Cruz said he sounded like a mafioso. Although, I don't know, if you want to hear a mob boss make a threat like that, you have to hide a microphone in a deli and park outside in a van with a tape recorder all night long. This genius said it on a podcast. Brendan.
Yeah,
yep.
I thought of you, how brilliant. He had Robert De Niro play the FCC chair.
Yeah.
It was perfect. Which
I had things, Jimmy. I had things. You got too much enthusiasm there. You better. No. You went a little bit too far. A little bit.
We would have done that bit on the Stephanie Miller Show had Disney not canceled that in 1995.
Yeah, that's right.
Which, by the way, was, you know, part of the boycott. People mentioned also the cancellation of the Stephanie Miller Show, in addition to Jimmy Kimmel, is why they were canceling their Disney. Yeah. They're like, I particularly like that Carlos Alzraki. Oh, I'm just making stuff up now. Okay.
But you couldn't get past 12 weeks.
May I add, comedians are supposed to rise to the moment, not pretend it isn't there.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. By the way, you mentioned Lindsey Graham. We were talking off air.
Oh, God.
Can he be more pathetic? He expressed support for a third Trump term in the White House, telling Fox News, I hope this never ends. Trump 2028. I hope this never, ever ends.
I'm telling you, that footage of the hot tub is in 4K. Is it a little bit grainy? Is it at least just a little bit grainy? It's you, Lindsey. It's in 4K. Oh, shit. Trump should have a third term. He's the greatest golfer. He hits every hole in one. He's better than Kim Jong-un. Oh, and his farts smell like a bouquet. What a weasel.
I know.
What is wrong with you, Lindsey?
I mean,
Jesus.
Throw
a spine, woman.
Jesus, girl.
It's so few and far between. I mean, that's why I'm glad, you know, Jimmy Kimmel gave some credit to the people on the right, at least, that spoke out for free speech. I mean, National Review, conservative magazine, took Trump to task over his use of the DOJ to seek revenge in a new editorial. It began with the assertion President Trump's weekend social media post pressuring Attorney General Pam Bondi to prosecute his political enemies as an outrage against the Constitution's guarantees of due process and equal protection under the law. They went on to say he's grossly disregarding the practice of allowing the administration of justice in individual cases proceeds without political interference. I mean, but it's just gotten to be so rare, Carlos, anybody standing up in any way to this administration.
When Ted Cruz beats you to the defense of Jimmy Kimmel, you're not a comic. Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah.
You got to come before Ted Cruz in order to call yourself a comedian.
Jenny in Baltimore, you're on with Carlos. Hello, Jen.
Westmore.
Hey, I'm so excited to talk to you, and I just want to tell you in the sexiest way that I can.
Uh-oh.
Autism is not a disease. Autism is a neurological disorder that causes the brain to behave in different ways. And people with autism often lead meaningful and great lives.
Yeah.
And I just want to put that out there because Robert F. Kennedy needs to go soak his head in Tylenol. I don't know. He's a horrible person.
Yeah.
He's a horrible person.
Yeah. Yeah. People don't realize the rhetoric too, how it is harming families that are experiencing autism.
Can I say, as a person that does a lot of conventions across the country, I come across many folks on the spectrum with all kinds of wonderful... autism is a superpower.
Yeah.
They know so much about your show in detail.
Yeah.
They're so friendly. They're so kind. They're so smart. Brilliant. Autism... As a matter of fact, my friend Amber Jones, Amber Lux, on Facebook and other social media, she was talking one day. We were doing an interview, and she got ahead of herself. She goes, I'm sorry, that's the autism in me. And I said, that's your T-shirt. That's your superpower. And she made a T-shirt that says, it's the autism in me.
Aww.
It's a superpower.
Yep. Aw, thank you, honey, for that. 46 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Cozy Earth.
Cozy Earth!
Because, you know what?
Cozy Earth.
It's as cozy as snuggling into
Sam Elliott's mustache.
Softer than the bristles on my bottle brush mustache.
He needs to do every commercial, Sam Elliott. Okay, Cozy Earth pajamas and blankies. They're soft, breathable, so cute. You're going to start planning your evenings around them. I'm talking about the bamboo stretch knit pajamas. The moment you put them on, you just you think of, in a Sam Elliott voice,
Sam.
Okay, thank you. The bubble cuddle blanket, OMG. I'm telling you, this plush textured faux fur, not just stunning, it is nap-inducing, makes every room feel warmer, more inviting. I'm telling you, what do you need? Book reading, chilly nights? It elevates all of it. Here's the best part. Cozy Earth backs everything. 100-night sleep trial, 10-year warranty on blankets, lifetime guarantee on apparel. Do go now. CozyEarth.com. The code is Stephanie at checkout for 40% off your favorite PJs and blankies and sheets. CozyEarth.com. The code is Stephanie. If you get that post-purchase survey, say you heard about Cozy Earth from Stephanie Miller.
This is a disgusting display.
Boy, you can say that again.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the state of the world today can make you feel angry, depressed, and overwhelmed, right? Like we're going in the wrong direction, there's nothing we can do about it. But there are many ways you can make a difference and make the world a little bit better. One small but easy thing you can do is switch your phone to Credo Mobile. Credo Mobile is a progressive phone company. Every month, Credo donates to progressive nonprofits like Friends of the Earth, Reproductive Freedom for All, the ACLU. Over the years, that's added up to over $95 million. Now more than ever, progressive nonprofits need support. When you join Credo Mobile, you get all you want from a phone company. You get fast, reliable coverage, competitive plans, and great deals on new phones. You can even bring your current phone, your current number. Switching to Credo Mobile is a smart, easy way to make a big, big difference. Go to CredoMobile.com. For Stephanie Miller listeners, you can get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use that code STEPH25. Learn more at CredoMobile.com. One more time, that's CredoMobile.com. Don't forget, type in that code STEPH25 for 25% off your service. Well, if you're a homeowner, you need to listen to this. In today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles. Your equity is the target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee with your county, and just like that, your home title has been transferred out of your name. Then they take out loans using your equity, even sell your property. You won't even know it's happened until you get a collection or foreclosure notice. So when is the last time you checked your home title? If your answer is never, like mine was, you need to do something about it right now. That's why I've partnered with Home Title Lock so you can find out today if you're already a victim. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Stephanie. You'll get a free title history report and a free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection, 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts for any changes, and if fraud does happen, they spend up to $1 million to fix it. Find out why I trust Home Title Lock. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Stephanie right now. That is HomeTitleLock.com/Stephanie.
Shop Furlow Mattress during our Labor Day sale. It's our biggest sale of the season. Get a free box spring with a mattress purchase. Or upgrade to an adjustable base and save even more. At Furlow, every mattress we make is factory direct and custom made locally for you. And it's backed by our lifetime comfort guarantee. Don't fall for the other guy's mattress gimmicks. Furlow has no middleman, so you'll get the comfort you want and save a whole lot of money. American made, locally crafted. Furlow.
Are unauthorized immigrants eligible for federal Medicaid coverage? No. Unauthorized immigrants are not eligible for traditional federally funded Medicaid health insurance and never have been. A 1996 law also requires most authorized immigrants to wait 5 years for eligibility. 14 states, not including Wisconsin, use state funds to cover unauthorized immigrants. President Trump has proposed cutting federal Medicaid funds to those states, which could drop 1.4 million people from health care coverage. In Wisconsin, Medicaid covers 1.28 million people at a cost of $12.1 billion. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Learn more at wisconsinwatch.org.
Transform your bathroom with the beautiful quality of Bath Planet. Bath Planet has earned the Good Housekeeping Seal, a symbol of quality and consumer confidence for over 100 years. And right now, for a limited time, you can upgrade your bathroom for 50% off installation or choose 18 months with no interest and no payments. But you need to call now. This special offer is only available by calling 800-329-4115. That's 800-329-4115. Call 800-329-4115 right now before the offer ends.
This portion of the show brought to you by FFRF. FERF. Because why? Freedom From Religion Foundation, now more than ever. Right, kids? We want them to go back to reading, writing, arithmetic, leave religion where it belongs, at home, church, synagogue, at the mosque, not plastered on a classroom wall. Can I get an amen to the Constitution?
Amen.
Thank you. FFRF defends the Constitution, sues when public schools cross the line, protects kids from being preached at instead of taught. If you believe in public education, facts, actual freedom of and from religion, go now to FFRF.us. us/school or text my last name, Miller, to 511-511 because Jesus does not belong in the homeroom. Text fees may apply. 53 minutes after the hour, Coffee with Carlos. Tomorrow, we have Carl Frisch, Dr. Red Leonard, Dana Goldberg, and first time ever, former Republican strategist Sherry Jacobus, who is fantastic.
Yeah.
Carlos, this is very exciting. Trump's future presidential library will be housed in downtown Miami at a location selected in part because of its proximity to the Freedom Tower, a landmark that helped played a significant role in helping Cuban refugees migrating to Florida. It'll be a part of a larger development, includes an adjacent hotel. I'm going to guess there's going to be a water slide as well.
Oh, sure.
And the presidential library to also be home to a hotel development because the grift must go on forever.
I want it to look like Tony Montana's house, okay? Lots of columns.
How you like this library? I got a book, everybody.
The Miami-Dade location was selected, you'll not be surprised, but by Eric Trump. Eric Trump.
I'm Eric.
Wow. So the would-be Trump assassin found guilty on all charges, the guy on the golf course, not a leftist.
No.
Can we point out with this latest tragedy this morning with apparently ICE detainees being shot to death by a sniper at an ICE facility in Dallas?
Because of all the rhetoric of Steve Miller at the funeral.
And the Butler, Pennsylvania shooter was, again, a Trump-voting Republican who had espoused anti-immigrant rhetoric.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I think it was, I don't know which other, anti-gay. It's all the usual right-wing memes. And I can't say enough about that, Carlos. Not enough is said about that. They always try to spin it like that was an attack from the left on Trump. And it,
no.
Yeah.
And we didn't know that much about him. We knew more about the Charlie Kirk assassin that in the first 10 minutes than we did in 6-7 months of Trump's assassin.
Right.
There's some crazy kid we don't know, let it go.
So the FCC chair has attacked Democrats mm-hmm. over Kimmel's reinstatement. He said, and there it is on Kimmel, the Democrats are engaged in nothing more than projection and distortion. Projection because Democrats are the ones that spent years illegally weaponizing government to silence dissent. No. And it's Democrats who will do it all again, they're openly telling you today. Distortion because Democrats want to blame anything other than Disney and their local TV stations for Kimmel's suspension. Those businesses decided that, in their view, a suspension made sense. The reporting on this is clear. No, it's not. It clearly was pressure from you. Mm-hmm. He said, notably, this is the first time recently that any local TV stations have pushed back on a national programmer like Disney. And that's a good thing because we want empowered local TV stations. After all, local TV stations, not the national programmers, have public interest obligations, and they should be making decisions that, in their view, meet the needs of their local communities. Well, obviously,
you don't like it, don't watch it.
Right. Kimmel's numbers were huge last night. There is a demand. And so I would continue to pressure your local affiliate if it's not airing it. They should not get to decide, who they're going to let air or not, depending on their own political views.
Absolutely. And trying to temper the rhetoric of the right wing is like trying to teach a feral cat to fetch. It's just not going to happen. They can't stop lying and spewing hate because they have no policy.
Yeah.
They're like a shark needs to swim. They need to disseminate fear. That's all they need. That's all they know
how to
do.
This statement, need I say it, Carlos? Everything he says at this point is a lie. So he scrapped the White House meeting with top congressional Democrats, as the threat of a shutdown is looming.
I hate my enemies.
Yep, right. He said the unserious and ridiculous demands by Democrats would make such a meeting unproductive. Well, he obviously wants a shutdown. He doesn't even get the math that he needs their votes, right? And so, but this whole statement is a lot. They're threatening to shut down the government in the United States unless they can have over $1 trillion in new spending to continue free health care for illegal aliens. Oh, my God. Lie, lie, lie.
Lie, lie.
Force taxpayers to fund transgender surgery for minors. No. Have dead people in the Medicaid rolls. No. Mm. Allow illegal alien criminals to steal billions of dollars in American taxpayer benefits. They're not eligible. They don't get benefits. I mean, try to force our country to again open our borders, allow men to play women's sports, and essentially create transgender operations for everybody. Oh, look at him. Look at him. He's Oprah of transgender.
You get it.
All of that is lies. None of that are things the Democrats are asking for. Yeah. I just, it gets exhausting, but I mean, what else can you do but just have to keep pushing back?
I don't know. Just go stone-faced like Melania. I have 7 earplugs in each ear.
She could not get that escalator fast enough.
Smelling salts
no,
when he's farty
farts. She raced up those.
She's
escalator.
Like, nope.
Nope.
All right. Follow Carlos Alzeraqui. See him live.
October 3 through 5. A Philadelphia Animate and Epstein Files.
Yep.
Yes.
Release the files. We love you, Carlos Alzeraqui.
Thank you, Carlos.
See you tomorrow.
See you Sunday.
WMDX Madison, where politics meet farmers market tomatoes.
Maggie Dawn.
Federal judges are speaking out against Donald Trump's attacks on the rule of law and the Supreme Court's evident complicity. Join us as we speak with former Judge John Tinder and former Judge Diane Wood.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
This is Chad Spate for Chad's Design Build. We're proud to employ some of the best carpenters and remodeling professionals in our industry. Are you honest and hardworking? Do you love to improve people's lives by improving their homes? Chad's Design Build offers excellent compensation and benefits focused on outstanding customer service, professional design, construction management, and craftsmanship, all in a nurturing, positive workplace. Whether you're thinking about remodeling your home or considering joining our team, go to chadsdesignbuild.com to learn more.
Catch Farm Report updates throughout the day from the Midwest Farm Report, right here on 92.7 WMDX.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Senator Ted Cruz calling for violence against ICE officials to end. Multiple fatalities at an immigration detention center in Dallas. 3 people were shot, but they were all detainees. 2 of them killed. Officers described the gunman as a sniper who took his shots from 200 feet away and then took his own life. As for the investigation, acting ICE director Todd Lyons tells ABC.
Next steps here is obviously identifying that shooter, seeing what his motive was, seeing if any support, seeing what, you know, who funded him, where the weapon came from, and just really trying to figure out what went on in the situation.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky telling the UN General Assembly today that the world is in the midst of the most destructive arms race in history. He also called on the international community to act now against Russia, saying Vladimir Putin wants to expand the war. Jimmy Kimmel back on the air last night following last week's suspension over comments made about Charlie Kirk in the hours after his shooting.